My parents had a business, or my father had a business actually making boots for the local cavalry regiment, was stationed not very far from our place, and all the officers used to come to the place to have their riding boots made at the time. And that was in 1939, when the war started on the 1st of September. We thought that the Germans would come in very, very quickly, but it didn't. On the Sunday, on the 3rd of September, my father decided we should leave the town and make our way down to a small town near Krakow, where my grandmother lived. He had two of his brothers living there as well, and that's what we did. We got on a train, but after about half an hour's journey, the German planes came overhead and they bombed the train. We managed to get off unscathed, and we made our way on foot. It took us 4 days to get to my grandmother's, and when we got there, of course, everything was still normal. Although the Germans moved in as well, but because it's a small town, they did only left just a few German soldiers left behind. And we stayed there with my grandmother and my two uncles there as well, because there were six of us. We had two older sisters. I had one brother, and we had two younger sisters as well. And we stayed with them for about a month there. And in the end of the month in October, after the Jewish holidays, we made our way back to Sosnowiec, back to our hometown. And when we got there, actually, the place was in a dreadful state. All the synagogues and all the people actually walking around in the street were completely desolate. The synagogues were demolished. Either they bombed or they were burned. The people had been dispossessed from their homes as well. There were a lot of Germans actually living in my town, and they helped themselves to whatever they wanted. The winter came in, and it was very, very hard winter. Although it was a mining district, we couldn't get any coal actually there as well, because all the coal was being shipped into Germany. So we had to do whatever we can in order to keep actually warm. Eventually, towards the end of the winter, we had to start breaking up our own furniture actually, in order to keep warm. But by the spring, my father decided we should leave Sosnowiec for good, and we made our way down to where my grandmother lived. It was an agricultural place, and he came from that area as well, so he knew everybody there, and that's what he did. We got most of the possessions that we had, no furniture, but we had a lot of leather in his workshop. He got his leather and put it down on a cart, and we drove it down to where my grandmother lived and deposited it actually in a farm, a very friendly farmer.